time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Men who would be fired with enthusiasm, except that whatever they do, they can't be fired. As our story opens, we go as usual to the General Assistance Department, where we find our ministry men seriously concerned about a personal problem.
It looks very droopy, one.
I can't think what possessed you to buy it in that condition. Surely it wasn't the only cactus in the shop.
The only one under 2 shillings.
2 shillings? Was that all you found in the petty cash?
Well, that plus 4 IOUs and a lapel button saying, make love, not war. How does the cactus look to you now it's in place, one?
Like a small green maggot with a nasty case of whooping cough. You'd better get it some fertilizer, too.
Good idea. I'll nip down to Horse Guards Parade. Can I borrow your teaspoon?
No, certainly not. No, I meant a little bottle of... Yes, well, on second thoughts, don't bother. Shouldn't think it'll survive the day anyway. And it's time we thought about work.
Work? But it's only Monday.
Nevertheless, I understand Sir Justin Burke is very impatient about this invention business.
Invention? Oh, I remember. We had to nominate a British invention for the government to boast about.
Yes, for National Science Week.
But I thought we sent him suggestions a month ago.
And he's rejected them all, too. Says we've been taken in by a lot of cranks.
Cranks?
Yes.
What about that scientist with the marvellous new navigational aid?
He's ill from starvation and exposure, apparently. Got lost in the middle of Wimbledon Common.
Well, there were other things. That car that needed no petrol had its back wheels higher than the front, so it ran downhill all the time.
Too dangerous.
Oh, he is hard to please. What about that machine, the one that could replace coal? That worked.
It worked all right, but it needs too much coal to run it.
Ah, here's Mildred with our elevenses.
No, Mr. Lamb, it's your 11:45. You had your 11:45 at 10:30.
Have you heard of any new inventions lately, Mildred?
New inventions?
Yes.
Let's see.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah. Earwigs.
Earwigs?
For people with bald ear holes.
Oh, Mildred, please.
I'm sorry, sir. I got that with a Christmas cracker. Oh! Someone's left a gherkin in our plant pot.
It's not a gherkin, Mildred. It's a rare floral display organized by Greenfinger's lamb here.
Do what?
It's a cactus I bought. Only there wasn't much money, so it's not a very good one.
Well, you're right there, Mr. Lamb. It looks like an inch and a half of airy cabbage.
Any calls this morning, Mildred?
Oh, yes, sir. Sir Joshua Burke's office rang.
Sir Jason Burke, Mildred.
Oh, I don't know. It was Sam Burke. Anyway, he's calling here this afternoon, and he must have details of an invention.
Two, we must think hard. Hmm? You must think hard. Unfortunately, I have to go out.
You're going out, then?
Yes, I have to, I'm afraid. Yes, I've got to collect some important papers before I go to my club.
Important papers, I know what they are. The Racing Times and the Sporting Echo. Oh, well, I'm ready for a cup of soothing beefalax.
Here you are, Mr. Lamb, and it's a special treat. I've made it with milk today.
Oh, but beefalax should be made with water. This is all sort of...
Well, I thought you'd been looking poorly lately.
Weak, mud-coloured and hardly warm.
Yeah, you look like that for days.
I meant the beefalax, Mildred, and why something special today? Do you want the afternoon off or something?
Well, now you mention it, I have got a favour to ask.
Tell me.
It's me sister. She's got a problem with her chihuahua.
She'll have to see her family doctor.
A chihuahua, Mr. Lamb. It's a little dog. You know, those tiny things with great big eyes.
Oh, yes, I know. Like barking mice.
Yeah. Well, me sister's up to do some shopping, and she doesn't like to leave him at home, and she can't take him round the shops. So she's asked me to keep him here for a bit.
Is that wise, Mildred? You know Mr. Lennox Brown doesn't like dogs.
Well, yeah, but I thought we could lock him up in the mat cupboard. It won't be for very long.
I don't know. Mr. Lennox Brown doesn't like being in the mat cupboard. He says the dust starts his hay fever off.
I mean, put the dog in the cupboard, not Mr. LB.
Ah, yes, that's a much better idea, Mildred. He'll be out of everyone's way.
Good. Well, I'll just fetch him in. You try that nice, milky beefo, lad.
All right. It looks awful. Yeah, it is awful.
There we are. Come on. a nice office, then. Oh, Mr. Lamb, aren't you enjoying that?
Tastes like Cole Loxdale soup with added garbage. I can't drink another drop.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, don't pour it all on the cactus. You drown it, poor little thing.
All right, you get rid of the rest of it. I can't bear the sight of it.
Here's our little doggy. He'll drink it up.
You could have the animal welfare people after you for that.
Go on, Mr. Lamb, he's enjoying it. Aren't you, Punter?
Is he called Punter?
Yeah. When they first had him, he was a bit of a pools expert. Go on, Punter, drink it up, that's it. And then you'll have a nice little snooze in the map cupboard.
That drink's made me feel quite sick, Mildred. I'm going to take a breath of fresh air in the park.
Righty-ho, sir.
Will you be here for it?
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend Bernard's coming to take me out for a late lunch at 1:30. We're going to try that new fish restaurant on the corner.
Not a bad place, eh? What do you reckon, Milt?
Oh, I think it's smashing, Bernard. Just like we was really on the ocean bed. Green plastic seaweed on the pillars. Pink plastic cone round the cruets. Oh, and look, a brown plastic starfish on the wall.
Hey? Now, that's where I shook the sauce bottle with the top off.
Look at those bits of fern. They're swaying gently like they was actually under the sea.
Oh, it's that electric fan by the gents.
Here, you keep away from that fan, Bernard. I haven't forgotten that time in the cafe at home. Electric fans are not for throwing rice pudding at. I've never been so embarrassed.
Yeah, I was a bit tiddly, wasn't I? I did help comb it out your mum's hair. Don't keep on about it, anyway. Hey, what do you fancy on the menu?
King Neptune's Delight. I wonder what that is.
Oh, it's got to be a mermaid, ain't it?
Oh, I wonder where they get them. Oh, go on, you're having me on. Look, it says underneath, King Neptune's Delight, cod and chips.
Yeah, Mill, hey, let's have this.
What?
Pacific Ecstasy. That's cod and chips and peas.
Oh, all right. I'm really hungry, I can tell you. It's been all go this morning. For a start, the office has been like a blooming dog's home. First James Chihuahua, then your Alsatian.
Yo, I'm sorry to lumber you with Lassie, love, only I've got to take her to obedience classes straight from work. And my boss hates big dogs.
My boss doesn't like any dogs.
Still, you have got that dirty great cupboard to lock him away in.
It's lucky my sister collected her Chihuahua before you came. That huge Alsatian of yours would have swallowed him with one bite.
Yeah, I'm very grateful, Mild. That's why I brought you that plant.
Cactus, Bernard. They're called cactuses.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's funny, Mr. Lamb bought a cactus this morning. Mm. Weedy little thing it was. Withered away by lunchtime. So I threw it out and put your big one in its place. He would not be surprised.
Oh, hello, too. Bit late, am I? Stayed at the club for a second, Brandy.
Ah, I've been in the park. Brisk walk, salad lunch, then I fed the ducks. I must say, I feel rather just.
Anything happening?
I don't know, Mildred's still out. I only just got in myself. I was hoping to miss Sir Jason Burke, as we've no invention to offer him.
Oh, dear me, I hoped that you'd sorted that out.
Yeah, I haven't done a thing about it. Not a thing.
You are disgustingly cheerful this afternoon. Did you have an extra cup of your beef-a-lax this morning, then?
Funny you should mention that. Hmm? Mildred made my beef-a-lax with milk today. It tasted so awful, it must have done me good.
Oh, dear, it looks nasty enough made with water.
With milk, it's really vile.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I threw most of it over that poor little cat. Good gracious, one. My cactus, it's grown. It's enormous. 20 times as big as it was this morning.
By George, so it is.
Yes.
Mind you, I've read about these foreign plants, you know. They do sprout up like that. Yes, it's something to do with their metabolism and their...
Beef-a-lax.
Their beef-a-lax, yes. What?
It's obvious. It was a sickly little shoot this morning. Then I gave it some milky beef-a-lax, and now it's shot up to this size. It must be the milk and beef-a-lax.
Oh, nonsense, too. It's just a coincidence.
Well, I had some, and I feel twice the man I was this morning.
Yes, well, I mean, it's one thing to feel better, and another thing to grow 20 times bigger.
But I only had two sips. If I'd had more... Just a minute. The dog.
What dog?
That little dog Mildred brought in. Belongs to her sister. It drank the rest of the beef-a-lax.
Oh, no, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Mildred had her sister's dog in here.
Yes, very tiny little thing. It can stand on her hand.
Yes, I know, yes. I've seen it before.
We gave it the beefalax and put it in the map cupboard. And if the beefalax made the plant grow...
You think it made the dog grow, too? You think it's a sort of elixir, eh?
No, it's a chihuahua.
Oh, dear, look, don't make me laugh, Sue. It may have speeded up the plant's growth, but a dog? Gosh, I mean, the idea's crazy.
Well, he's in the map cupboard. We'll have a look, shall we?
All right, well, here, I'll open the door. Now, you stand by to catch him as he runs up.
Yes.
These tiny dogs are very fast, you know. Yeah. Are you ready?
Ready, man.
Right. Here we go, then.
Yes.
Ah, yes, I remember him. Squeaky little wretch. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Good grief. Oh, yeah. Shut the door, quick. Yeah. Shut it. By George, he's enormous.
See, one, it works. This morning that dog was minute. Now he's huge. Milk and beefalax. It's the new miracle drug.
Fantastic. A scientific breakthrough. And just at the time we most need it.
How do you mean, man?
Well, it's a new invention, isn't it? And it's all British, isn't it? Just what Sir Jason wants, for instance, this afternoon.
I could get a knighthood for this. Sir Richard Lamb. Oh, I can see it now on the tag of my raincoat.
Knighthood? Now, listen, Tool. This is a joint effort. That drug was invented in my office, and I was the first to see its potential.
Yes, but...
So, we share the credit. Oh. Now, just remember that when we're talking to that ghastly Burt person.
Good afternoon, Lennox Bryan.
Yeah, Sir Jason. Ah, it's very nice to see you.
Now then, Lennox Bryan, have you or have you not found something we can promote for National Science Week?
I have, Sir Jason.
Ah, well, I hope it's more exciting than your last suggestion. A machine for smoothing the rough edges off cornflakes, as I remember.
And I still believe, Sir Jason, that that could have been a boon to wearers of National Health teeth. Well, of course, my present offering is indeed far more important.
Good. Then tell me about it.
Well, I was given my 11s this morning.
Two. I'll leave it. I'll leave it. Now, I have, after months of ceaseless research, Sir Jason, found a liquid which causes rapid growth in any organic substance. Now, for instance, it may surprise you to know that this giant cactus, which now stands 2 feet high, was this morning, a mere inch and a half.
What? Well, that's astounding.
Indeed, yes. And I have also conducted lengthy experiments on animals. Fed with this drug, they, too, shoot up to 10 times their normal size.
Good Lord, man. This is stupendous. What's in the stuff?
Ah, well, now, the basis of this wonder drug is a household beverage known as beefalax. Yes, mixed, of course, with certain other complex fluids too technical for me to explain.
Beefalax, you say?
May I add, this discovery has not come from the normal research teams under my authority. Oh, no. No, I have produced it myself after months... A very, very hard work.
You amaze me, Lennox Bryan.
Me too.
I must inform the Prime Minister at once.
Well, please, tell him I'm not one of those who look for honours and rewards. Though if he insists...
Yes, Lennox Bryan.
I'm not one of those who rejects them either.
No. Nor me, I can tell you. I could get an earldom for this.
You, Sir Jason?
Is any of this stuff about, Lamb?
A few drops left in my mug, I think. Yes, there you are.
Thank you. The scientists like to analyse my discoveries at once.
Did you say your discovery, Sir Jason?
Where did you get this beefalax?
It's 1 and 3 a jar at any good ironmonger's. They call it the big square meal in the small round bottle.
Well, I want you two to go at once to the beefalax factory and buy up all stocks for the government. Can't let this fall into enemy hands. At once. Is that clear?
Yes, it is.
I'll take these few drops to be analyzed on my way to Downing Street.
Yes.
Good day.
Good day.
The rotten swine. He's taking the credit for my discovery.
Your discovery, but it's mine, mine, all mine.
Oh, all right, well, calm down, Tim. We've both been robbed. No point in banging your head on the typewriter. You stamped N-I-T on your forehead.
I'd like to stamp on his forehead one. He's a crooked, conniving, scheming, unscrupulous devil.
And another thing, you two.
But charming, you must admit.
Yes, Sir Jason?
About my discovery, I want absolute secrecy, do you understand?
Yes, Sir Jason.
And also, of course, maximum publicity. See to it.
Maximum publicity and total secrecy. I wonder how they'll manage that.
They'll find a way. Very cunning, these government people.
This is John Curl introducing today's radio newsreel. And first, news of a British scientific breakthrough. The Prime Minister today revealed the existence of an amazing discovery. For security reasons, he was unable to reveal what the discovery was or what it did. But he said it might well change the face of Britain, or might not, as the case may be. Here to give us his explanation is our science correspondent, Professor Stanford Onions. Professor Onions, tell us what you know about this discovery.
You want to know how it does what it does.
Yes, if only we knew what it did.
It's quite simple, you see. If you shake the salt and peppery grove into the nutshelly, you are dividing the two membranes into either a lower or a highway code, or even the top of the bill at the London palindrome.
Yes. Go on.
Now, if you take away the spindle grout from under the corduroy trousers, you're developing a transmutation of high frequency from all over the Greater and Leicester Piggott at the same momentum. Or the following Saturday.
Thank you, Professor. That will make it perfectly clear to all our listeners, I'm sure. Reports are just coming in that the new discovery is based on the well-known British beverage Beefolax. It's said that a team of top ministry negotiators are on their way to talk to the manufacturers.
Impressive factory, isn't it? Well, ring the bell, will you?
Yeah, there's a rope dangling there.
Over there.
Oh, yes, all right.
Now, remember, too, we start the bidding low. Unless the chap's heard radio newsreel, he won't know how valuable his stuff is.
So we can do him down.
Well, don't put it like that, too. Mm-hmm. But, yes, we can. I expect he's heard it, though, you know, these steely-eyed captains of industry. Oh, they don't miss much.
Oi, what's all this, then? What's all this jingling, jangling, my dingling, dangler like that? What's your game, then?
We are from the ministry, you see. And we wish to see a Mr. Bertie Foote, owner of Beefolax Limited.
Well, you've seen him.
Hmm?
I'm here.
You're Mr. Foote?
Yeah, if I'm not, I'm taking some terrible liberties with his wife. Well, come on, come in and close the gate. There's a shocking draught. Besides, the chickens will get out.
I see you have a hen house over there.
That's not a hen house. That's our factory. Yeah, you've been a bit satirical.
But this huge concrete building, isn't that your factory?
No, that's our landlord's. They're very go-ahead firmly, are they? Make Gnarden gnomes. We just spent this annex, you see. As you presently see, if you'll be good enough to follow me and be so gracious.
This'll be a pushover, too. We'll get his Beefolax for peanuts.
Peanuts? We don't put no peanuts in the Beefolax, sir. Only the best goes in our little beaverage. That's why we keep chickens.
Ah, you use a lot of nourishing eggs.
Not at all. We use the feathers. We boil them down for the oil, you see, sir.
Oh, dear. Oh, I suddenly feel rather queer.
Well, don't you worry about that, sir. We can't none of us help our nature, sir. Now, you just come in here with me, sir, and I'll give you a nice, refreshing drink of Beefolax.
No, thanks. I had some this morning.
Here we are, sir. You come in here, sir. There, that's where we make the Beefolax, sir. That's where we make it. That's our model factory, that is, sir. Model. That's because everything's a bit... Emily's my wife, sir. She's a stirring in the beef.
I've done 300 gallons, Bertie, and I need another beef cube.
Not now. Not now, you daft lummox. You say hello to the visitors.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Welcome to the home of Beefolax.
How do you do, Mrs.
Built up Beefolax together, we have, sir, from very small beginnings.
Very small beginnings, sir. Yes, sir. When we started, Emily and me, we had to mix the stuff in an egg cup and stir it with a matchstick.
Stir it with a matchstick?
Yes, and look at us today, sir. We've got a vat and two ladles. If these chickens are a bothering of you, sir, you'll kick them out of the way, you little varmint. Grat them, get out of there. What's that bun with the big cubbies, you little varmint, here? Get them behind the wardrobe.
Yes.
I can't stand them, you know.
Yes. It's just that, you see, I'd like to tell you why we're here. Now, I am authorized by the government to make an offer for your factory and all existing stocks of Beefolax, you see.
Crumbs. You hear that, Emily? The government want Beefolax.
This is part of a wider scheme for industry, you see. Now, we can offer a fair price. Oh, my word, yes. I think I could go as far as 100.
Emily, do you hear what the pretty gentleman said? £100,000 for our factory. Blooming cheap.
Yeah, no, not £100,000, £100.
Yes. Well, I tell you, well, I'll be very generous. Look, £105, and you can keep the ladles.
Go, make me laugh, or I'll have one of my nasty turns.
You'll have one of his nasty turns?
Yeah, and don't be flaming cheeky, neither. My price for this old established firm, lock, stock and barrel, £500,000.
I'm sorry, we didn't quite hear that.
£600,000.
£600,000?
Guineas.
Oh, you'll have to do it, one. You know what Sir Jason said.
Oh, I know, I know. Yes, well, very well, Mr. Fott. It's a deal.
God blimey, you're going to give us 600,000 guineas for Beefalax Limited? Here, that don't include Emily, does it?
No, no, Mr. Fott. Of course not, no.
That's a pity.
Yeah, what's that you said?
Technical talk, technical, you see, my dear. It's nothing to do with you, like, say.
Well, now, Mr. Fott, if you could just sign this contract, it's all settled.
So we clinched it there and then, Mildred.
I can't see why the government wants all this Beefalax.
Well, it's very, very hush-hush, Mildred, you see. I mean, as you heard on the news, we can't reveal any details yet. Suffice to say, we were asked to get it, you see, and we got it.
Yes, and for only £600,000.
It's still a lot of money, isn't it? I mean, where's it all going to come from?
In view of possible military uses for this discovery, Mildred, Sir Jason is taking it from the Ministry of Defence.
Oh, by the way, sir, the army kept ringing yesterday afternoon after you dashed out, asking if you've got that new dye for soldiers' battle dresses.
Isn't that typical? You think it's typical?
No,
I... Yes. Just when we're forging a scientific breakthrough, they bother us with trivia. New dye for battle dresses, Indy. Good luck. What's wrong with our old stuff?
Well, apparently, in some hot climates, it tends to irritate. A lot of soldiers have been getting sore patches on their tropical bases.
Well, tell them to sit tight for a bit. We're very busy on this Beefalax project.
I wish I knew what's so special about Beefalax.
Well, I'll give you a little clue, Mildred. Just take a look at my cactus there.
Your cactus, Mr. Love? Yes. Of course, I haven't had time to tell you, have I? Your cactus all withered up, so I threw it away. That's a new one Bernard gave me. I put it there so we could all enjoy it.
Thanks, sir.
What? It's not the same cactus,
oh,
Bernard.
No, no, please don't tell us. It comes...
Oh, be quiet, you. Be quiet. Don't bother. Let's get this straight. Even if the Beefalax didn't make the plant grow, it still worked on the dog. Didn't it?
Hmm? Yes, it did. It did. We saw it.
Yes.
Well, I hope you didn't mind about Jane's dog, Mr. Lennox Brown. I didn't think he'd be any trouble. I mean, such a tiny little chap.
Yes. Oh, yes, he was. He was, wasn't he? Yes, I mean, very tiny. Very tiny. I mean, tell me how tiny he was, Mildred.
Oh, I could stand him on my hand.
Stand him on your... Yes, you could, on your hand. But you see, of course you could, yes. Well, now there you are, too. We can relax, aren't we? By George. Mildred, fetch us a cup of tea, will you? We nearly had rather a shock.
Oh, what do you, sir?
Well, that was a nasty moment, wasn't it, too, eh?
Yes.
Oh, 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 yes. Hey, sir. Yeah. Bernard asked me to thank you for having his Alsatian here yesterday afternoon.
Oh, no, I don't...
Of all the harebrained idiocy, of all the crass, incompetent, stupid, feckless...
Dunderheaded, Sir Jason.
Dunderheaded, idiotic, blundering fools. Great new discovery, you said. Startling growth, you said. I've had that substance analyzed, and it has no properties whatsoever, apart from inducing nausea in white mice.
It does the same to me, too, Sir Jason.
Every newspaper's full of the Prime Minister's statement yesterday. The whole world's looking to us for a scientific breakthrough. And what have we got, eh? What have we got?
I've got a few days' leave to come, Sir Jason.
Brown! You'll both need tomorrow for packing.
Packing, Sir Jason?
You're both established staff, yeah. So you can't be sacked. Yeah. But you can be transferred.
Transferred, Sir Jason?
Two very important vacancies have occurred in archives on the island of Ballymucky, off the northwest tip of Scotland.
Vacancies, Sir Jason?
The last two custodians found the isolation rather trying. Apparently thought there were seagulls and jumped off the cliff last week.
But you couldn't send us there.
Wouldn't I? Two men who claimed they'd invented a miracle drug. Just wait till the Prime Minister hears the truth.
Just a little moment, Sir Jason. Didn't you tell him You'd invented it?
Well, nothing's bad enough for charlatans like...
What? Of course, anyone can make a mistake.
Oh, they can, they can. Yes.
It doesn't do to judge too harshly. Quality of mercy.
You mean we won't have to go to Ballymackey?
Might be able to prevent it. We've got to find the best solution for all of us.
Work in harmony.
Hey, suggestion.
Yes, all quite right, yes.
Now, here is what I suggest.
And here is the news read by John Curl. It's just been announced that further tests on the new top-secret British wonder drug have proved it to be more shatteringly effective than was first thought. It now seems likely to be a serious threat to world peace. Accordingly, the government has decided to cease work on the project and destroy all records of its discovery. The Prime Minister told the cheering House of Commons, it will be as if this invention had never existed.
So Sir Jason's getting promoted, man. It seems incredible.
Well, announcing we'd found this super drug and then saying we wouldn't use it has brought us tremendous prestige abroad, you know. Oh, our chap at the United Nations is being feted by all the foreign delegates. They've even clubbed together and bought him a Union Jack cushion for all-night sittings. I'm just glad the whole thing is over.
Excuse me, sir. There's a fleet of lorries drawn up outside, each with 50 drums of beef-o-lax.
Oh, I'd forgotten 500,000 gallons of beef-o-lax.
Bought with Ministry of Defence money.
And the Ministry of Defence have been on again about that guy for army uniforms.
Yes, well, we hadn't enough to cope with without... Wait a minute. Of course, yes, that's it.
By Jove, you're right. What's it?
Well, we relabel these beef-o-lax drums and send them to the army.
You mean they can use the beef-o-lax to dye their uniforms?
Well, why not? Look how it's all stained Mr. Lamb's tie.
What a good idea, one. And if the soldiers get hungry, they can always boil up their jackets.
Or even chew their trousers.
Yes.
Like you do, sir.
Muddling through as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Gordon Clyde, and guest star Clive Dunn as Bertie Foote. The show was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.